The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 12, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in January of 1970 in Los Angeles.
Ketit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana abhang dhannanti kasmena Niharam Iva Bhaskara. This verse we have been discussing last week, that in spite of going through the process of austerities and other methods, controlling the senses, controlling the mind, by renunciation, so many formulas we have discussed, to elevate oneself, they are required. If we do not try to elevate ourselves, if we try to keep ourselves with the animal propensities, then we remain like animals. Just like if you are admitted in some educational institution, school, if you don't take advantage of the education, you remain yourself where you are admitted, in the same point, then you don't take advantage of the institution. You remain a foolish or illiterate or ignorant. Similarly, in this human form of life, if you do not take advantage of the knowledge left by the great sages or by the Supreme Personality Godhead Krishna, then it is exactly like that you enter into educational life, you don't take advantage of it and you become fail in the ultimate examination. Exactly like that. Human life is meant for being promoted to higher stage of life. And the ultimate higher stage of life is to go back to home, back to Godhead. You can do that. Even if you do not go back to home, back to Godhead, you can elevate yourself to the higher planetary system, where the standard of life is far better, thousand times better. Or if you are intelligent enough, then you don't care for any higher standard of life within this material world, but you finish this material existence and you enter into the kingdom of God and live eternally Krishna or Vishnu. Either of these things you can do. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Learn Bhagavad Gita very careful. Everything is there. The Lord says, Janti Deva Bhatadi Van. Those who want higher standard of life like the demigods. More beautiful body, a long duration of life, according to demigods' calculation, our 6 months is equal to 1 day of the demigods. Similarly, they 100 years. But their 100 years and our 100 years different. Their 100 years means, just calculate, if their 1 day is our 6 months, then the 30 days means 6 into 30, 180 months. There 1 month means 180 months. Similarly 1 year. And such 10,000s of years they live. So very long duration of life. This is in the Sargaloka. The moon planet is also one of the Sargalokas. So, if you want that, if you think that I am living here at most 100 years, oh, I shall get 10 millions of years. That you can't have. Jyanti Deva Brata Deva. You practice according to that, so that after leaving this body, you are promoted to that higher planetary system. Not by this Sputnik. This is not possible. You cannot enter. You have to qualify yourself. Just like you have qualified yourself at the present moment from the insignificant aquatics, animal life, then beast life, plant life, this gradual process of evolution. You have come to this human standard of life. Similarly, you can elevate yourself to farther, farther, higher standard of life. That is called Jānti Deva Vrata Devān. Pitrīṁ Jānti Pitrī Vrata. Similarly, you can elevate yourself to the Pitrī Loka. Bhūtejya Jānti Bhūtāni. Or if you write this ordinary life, you can remain here. Madhyājinopi Jānti Māṁ. And those who are engaged in my devotional service, they come to me. So, the best process is intelligent process. Then why shall I bother again to go even to the higher planetary system? Maybe millions of years of age I can live there. But after all, there is death. But I do not want death, because I am eternal. Death is an artificial imposition upon me on account of my desire to enjoy this material world. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. I am changing. So, the intelligent process is therefore elevation. This devotional service. Krishna consciousness. This is the most intelligent process for elevating yourself. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami says, Kechit. This devotional service is not attractive for third class, fourth class men. It is meant for the super first class men. The first-class men within this material world are considered to be persons who are in goodness or Brahmins, not by birth but by qualities. Those who have acquired the qualities of Brahmin, truthfulness, cleanliness, satta sauta samang damang, tapasya, austerity, titikya, tolerance, arjava, simplicity, jnanam, full of knowledge, vijnanam, practical application of knowledge, astikam, faithful in the scripture and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These are Brahminical qualities. They are considered to be first class men. So, to acquire the qualification of a Brahmin, is very nice. That is first class within this material world. But a Vaishnava automatically gains that qualification. That you can practically understand how you are elevating super brahminical stage of life, Vaishnava. So, the intelligent man will take up this process. Sukadeva Goswami recommends that instead of going through smaller advantages, take the highest advantage, kevalaya, kevalaya bhaktya. The kevalaya bhakta we have discussed, unalloyed devotion, without any motive. Not that I am going to church or temple to worship Krishna with a motive. No, that is not kevala bhakta. Kevala means without any motive, without any desire for material sense gratification. So, the most intelligent class man takes to this process, kevalaya bhaktya. Kichit kevalaya bhakta. And that kevala, how it is understood that this man has taken only pure unalloyed devotion. That is also clearly stated. Vasudeva parayana. They do not know anything else except Krishna. Vasudeva means Krishna. Vasudeva sarvamiti. Sa mahatma sudhya. That mahatma who does not know except Krishna. He knows everything, but he does not care for anything. He only cares for Krishna. How Krishna will be satisfied? How Krishna will be pleased? That is the perfect example of this Krishna conscious life is the gopis. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended the gopi bhava, the ecstasy of the gopis in the prayer of six Goswamis. It is stated, gopi bhava rasam mritabdhi lahari. These six Goswamis, they are very big men, big guns, ministers, landholders. They are not ordinary men. Rupa Goswami, we have heard many times. They are ministers of the government of Bengal. Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami was the son of two richest Jamindar of Bengal. His father and his uncle were very rich men, landholder, landlord. And he was the only son of the father and the uncle. He was to inherit the whole property. And because since he met Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, he was not very much attached to family life. So his father and uncle understood that this boy is becoming detached gradually. He has no attachment for this property. So they were thinking that this boy will be the heir apparent. And if he is so much reluctant, then he'll look after this business, landhold, property. That is the general anxiety of worldly man. Who will look after my estate? Why don't you distribute the estate to Krishna? Like that they learned. This state is actually belongs to Krishna. But they are very much anxious how to hand it over to their heirs. Sannimitta varam tyaga. They do not know that this state will be finished someday and one day. There are so many empires finished. The British Empire finished, the Mughal Empire finished, and what is your state? A few $1,000s or a few $1,000,000s. That will also finish. Either in your presence or your absence. Why don't you take advantage of this state and distribute it for Krishna? That intelligence they have got. Chanaka Pandit says that everything is transient. Nothing will stay. This material world, jagat. Jagat means gacchati. It is going on, just like the waves of the river. So, whatever you have got, sannimitte varam tyaga. If you can sacrifice whatever you have got in possession for Krishna, sat, om tat sat. Sat means the supreme. Vinase niyate sadi. By nature's law it will be finished. You cannot protect it. But people, they do not understand this. So this Raghunath Das Goswami, he was also very rich man's son. At that time, his father's income was 12 lakhs of rupees. 500 years ago. So 12 lakhs of rupees means the money value has gone down by 100 times. Because money's value is what you can get in exchange. If you get in exchange $1, say few pounds of valuable things, that is money value. And if it is reduces, if you get only 1 pound instead of getting 20 pounds, that means money value has reduced. So similarly, at the present moment, money value is reducing. So that 12 lakhs of rupees 500 years ago is at the present moment 100 times, 1,200 lakhs of rupees. So he was so rich man. He left everything. He joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore in this prayer it is stated that Tatra sudustadas tatya tu namase sa mandala patisane. These Goswamis, they gave up the association, aristocratic association, because they are ministers, landlords, so very aristocratic. So their friends, circle, social circle was very elevated, aristocratic family. Especially it is stated, Takta Turnam Asesam Mandalapati. Mandalapati, mandala means leaders. Just like you have got some popular leader. So they were ministers, they are leader of the leaders. So Takta Turnam Asesam Mandalapati Sreni. Lots of Sreni means lots. Tatta turnamasesa mandalapati saneng sada tuchava. Tuchava means thinking these things are no significance, no value. Otherwise one cannot give up. Unless they thought it that this minister, ministerial post is insignificant, it has no value, how they can give up? That is understanding. They understood it, and then they joined Chaitanya's movement. So, you boys who have joined this movement, sacrificing everything, so you are following the Rupanuga, the footsteps of Rupa Goswami. Therefore we say Rupa Anuga. Anuga means falling. Falling. They gave up. These both sharings. Tu namase samannalapati sane sada tuchabak bhutva dina ganesakau karunaya. Why did they give up their exalted position? Now, being compassionate with these poor fellows of worldly men. This is the heart of saintly person. They feel that these rascals are working day and night without any aim of life. So, let us do something for them. That is their mission. Personally, these boys and girls, or anyone who is engaged in this Krishna consciousness movement, they have no motive to utilize it for some sense gratification. But the only motive is how to spread this movement for the benefit of these rascals. The rascals are working hard day and night and they do not know what is the aim of life. So, taktva turnamase samannalapati shaneng sada tuchabat bhutva dine ganesakau karunaya kopina kanthasito. They are very rich men, but when they gave up everything, so they adopted the dress of a mendicant, kopina kantha. Kopina, this lion cloth, just to cover the body, not for luxury. Just like you, American boys, you could have dressed yourself very nicely with coat pants, but you are satisfied with this cloth, simple cloth. You have been famous by saffron cloth man. What is that? Like that? So, why you have done this? To spread this Krishna consciousness movement. You are not poor man's son. Your country is rich. You could enjoy very nicely material life. So, your example will be followed. If you go for world tour and show them that for Lord Chaitanya you have given everything, this foolish person will understand. They are after industrialism, especially in India. They have given up their own culture. Condemned the old Vedic culture. They are trying to be imitating Americans' technology. So, but these Goswamis, they gave up voluntarily for Chaitanya's movement, not in sentiment, by understanding. So, taktra turnamase samannalapati sane sada tuchava bhutva dina ganesakau karunaya kopina kanthasita. Now, if a rich man adopts the standard of life of a poor man artificially, He'll degrade. Just like in your countries, the hippies. Artificially accepting this poor condition of life will be harmful. Therefore in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, yuktaharo viharascha yoga bhavati siddhi. Don't adopt artificially a life of renunciation. That will not stay, that will degrade. That will degrade. So, how these persons, these six Goswamis, were so rich and give up everything and adopted the life of a mendicant, very simple life, kopina kanthasi, a simple loincloth. So, If it would have been artificial, then they would have degraded. But no, they were elevated. How? They were elevated. That is, Gopi Bhavara Sam Mitadhi Lahari. They were aiming their life to the standard of the gopis' devotion. What is the gopis' devotion? This Kevala. They did not know, except Krishna. They could sacrifice everything, their honor, prestige, health, everything for Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore recommended that there are many processes for self-realization. That's all right. But Ramma Kachid Upasana Brajavadhu Bhargavija Kalpita. There is no wonderful process of worship than what was conceived by the gopis. Simply to love Krishna. So these Goswamis remain alike even after giving up their opulent position, material condition of life. How? They took up the ideal life of the gopis. The gopis could sacrifice everything for Krishna. Actually they did so. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was a sannyasi and he was very strict about women. As a sannyasi one should be very strict. That is sannyasi. So, he recommends the gopis process of worship. This is to be studied. So in a transcendental world, there is no such thing, a distinction of woman, because everyone is engaged in Krishna's service. So there is no question of sense gratification. These things are stated in the Bhagavad. In the Vaikuntha world, the women are very, very beautiful. Their bodily features are very, very attractive. They are living in, just like they are representation of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. And there are devotees, male devotees also, just like Narayan. But they are so much absorbed in Krishna consciousness, enchanting and glorifying the Lord, that they do not have any sex impulse. These things are described. They forget. That means, in this material world, we are attracted by sex life because it is considered the best enjoyment within this material world. And there they neglect it because they have got still better engagement. That is the nature. If you get better engagement, you give up nonsense engagement. Rasopi asa rasobhajyam. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. People are trying to be renouncer by artificial means, by yogic mystic process, a practice of austerities, to get rid out of the attacks of the senses. But a devotee, being engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, they have got the power, potency of sex enjoyment, but they do not like it. Rasopiyasa, rasobhajyam. It is not that very important. But they hate it. What is this enjoyment? Chanting Hare Krishna, that is better. That realization.